It was from my in-laws. I gave away a barbecue my in-laws bought us.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
You know, last time I think I said busy, busy, busy. Well, it's ramp that up. It feels busier than it was last time. But, you know, I'm always curious, Scott. I didn't go back and listen to last week's show. What'd you do last week?
I don't know.
Did you like do
it? It was a rerun.
A rerun?
Yeah.
Okay. I just was curious. I'm sure it was amazing. Whatever you did was amazing for the second time through.
It was probably the least effort I've ever put into doing one without you. I just picked something and at random and put it on there. So.
Oh, yeah.
I've been like busy random. Too. Yeah.
I see. I get it. Well, I think the last time I couldn't be here because I was in Fort Worth, Texas. Had a great time there at the homeschool convention there. I took my wife and my two youngest, Cal and Jed. And it was just not a nightmare, but a hard time of logistics. It was a right downtown in Fort Worth. And Fort Worth is kind of like this city that it seems like it used to be like the big city in Texas. And then Dallas was invented and they just like left it. You know, they just let it like, here, you're a city, just keep doing. But it just kind of, it feels like it just kept running down, you know, like it's running out of gas. Plus, they have the Fort Worth Stockyards where my wife reminded me that we lost two strollers there about 15 years ago. They were not there waiting for us. But if you've never been to the Fort Worth Stockyards, they're a lot of fun. It's like Cowboy Town. They've got a rodeo thing going on down there, and they run. Used to be the part of the Chisholm Trail, and they do like, I don't want to say a running of the bulls, but a slow walk of the cows down through the, you know, a couple of cowboys. And I don't know if they do it once a day or three times a day, but they just blow down the center of the street, like a half a dozen cows. And it's supposed to feel like we're reliving the past today. You're in Fort Worth.
They do the Oregon Trail. Somebody dies of dysentery along the way.
Something like that. But it's kind of a fun place to go. So we did that. And then the hard part was we had to get my wife and one of my sons to a wedding that was 2.5 hours away because we were trying to kill two birds with one stone. So we were doing this speaking event and we were going to do a wedding at the same time. And we finally worked it out. Somebody was going to pick them up, take them there. And then we were going to pick them up on the way home. Drive a few more hours until about midnight and then try to make the rest of the trip the next day. And so it was, and it just poured down rain the entire day. I mean, Texas, you think this time of year should be nice and warm. And I know in your mind, you're picturing that eagle screech, that, you know, in the desert. It was not like that. It just poured down rain all day long. So I got wet in the morning. I was just damp the whole day. So, but we had a really good time. We got home and then I'm taking off tomorrow morning, bright and early in the morning, like say about 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning for Spokane, Washington at a convention in Spokane, homeschool convention. I'm taking my daughter, Maggie. I said, Maggie, this might be the last event you go with me on. And she's like, good.
Yeah, so nice.
So her emotions are running high.
You're feeling that father of the bride kind of stuff.
Yeah. She's not feeling it for that. She's like, good, let's move on. But it is just getting so much more difficult than it was. You know, it used to be, we'd just drive our RV down. We'd stay in, you know, Walmart parking lots along the way. And we always had to figure it out once we got there because when you have a big RV in a downtown area, it's hard. In fact, there was another guy, a younger dad. And Scott, have you noticed there are a lot of younger dads than us now?
Yes.
And in fact, it's harder to find older dads. But there was a younger dad who's been doing this for a couple of years with his family in an RV. And I always just encourage him. But he got a ticket for $500 for being parked in the wrong place. And he was trying to find a place to spend the night. And oh, man, I remember that so well. Just being, you know, trying to stay under the radar, park in the shadows and hoping somebody didn't kick you out. But those fun days are kind of past us, and we're just doing it the old-fashioned way now. So anyway, I'll run there and then get back on Sunday, super late night. Actually, probably show up Monday morning in my house, and then Wednesday we drive out to Pigeon Forge for the big Teach Them Diligently Homeschool and Discipleship Conference, which would be a lot of fun. And hey, if you're at any of these events, make sure you come up and say hi to me. I love it when I'm somewhere and the dads come up and we just talk dad stuff and share stories. I mean, and again, you're welcome to share your stories through your text. I got a text yesterday from Jeremy who said he's down in Mississippi. We need to pray for his daughter, Ruthie. She's having some tests today. She has mild, whatever, pamphlebema, which is pressure behind her eyes, but they got to find out what's causing the pressure. And I know that's a little scary. In fact, we should pray for Jeremy right now and his daughter, Ruthie. Let's do that. Father, I just pray for Jeremy. I pray for Ruthie. I pray for his wife and everybody involved. I know there's nervousness and the what ifs. I pray that the doctors would find something simple, treatable, and that maybe you would be kind and gracious enough just to heal that on its own. We know you do all things well, but we ask that you would give them a peace that passes all understanding. And we come to you as children like they come to us. We pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And then I got another text just a couple days ago from a dad, and I love these kind of texts. He didn't give me his name. Again, when you text me, give me your name. So this guy said,
this is Bob from Tennessee.
Bob from Tennessee said, hey, Larry.
Yes.
Said, had a brand new grill delivered from someone anonymous. I'm a pastor and we get gifts on occasion. However, we just bought a grill a month ago. I asked the delivery couple in their own vehicle doing Walmart deliveries if they needed one, and they did. So they got a brand new grill and were thrilled. Post or whatever note, it was from my in-laws. I gave away a barbecue my in-laws bought us. That was an incredibly awkward conversation.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know how to handle that.
What's the moral of the story? So anyway, but I love being on Team Dad. In fact, we've got a new t-shirt in the works. In fact, it's already been delivered, but I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because I'm kind of test marketing it right now. And it's a great shirt, another super soft shirt. Just like the Surfer Dad one we did last year. But you're going to, when I make it available, you're going to want to make sure your wife gets you one for Father's Day because there's a story behind the shirt and it's a great story. But Scott, so how things been going with you?
Well, let's see. Last time we spoke, I was asking for prayers for Will to pass his driver's test.
Oh, yeah.
Which he did.
Yay!
Yeah. By the skin of his teeth, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, doing the maneuverability, I shouldn't tell you this, but.
That's sure you can.
Don't tell Will I said this.
Okay, but, we won't.
Apparently, the driver.
Are you kidding? Dad's always, always blow it. I mean, every time I say, now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to, as soon as they walk out of the room, they go, are you the kid he talked about?
Yes. apparently, he was struggling a little with the maneuverability, and the driver test taker person was really nice and said, you know, if you want to reset, it's only 2 points off each time you reset. So you could do that like 13 times before you fail. So apparently he had a couple of points left before he,
when he passed. 11 of them, huh?
I don't know how many he did, but
I don't know. I mean,
he made it. That's all I care about.
Yay. Yes. Good job, Will. So which number is he of your driver's license?
That's 3 out of 4. So Katie's
next.
You
got one more to go.
She's 13. Yeah. So I got a little while before her.
Well, we just did our last one. So Jed just got his license as well. Wow. I was thinking about Will afterwards. And we're done. We're no more driver's license in my house.
That sounds like a load off.
I don't know. You know, you kind of wish for those days where you don't have to drive your kids to basketball practice, but then you miss those days you have to drive your kids to basketball practice.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I'll miss that stuff, I'm sure. But
not much.
To me, it's like, no, I just feel the enormous pressure of like, I failed if they fail on their driver's test, because I'm the one teaching them how to do this. And if they don't do it easily, you know, I feel bad. But they've all made it so far. So Katie can't let me down.
3 for 3.
Yes.
That's good. That's
and
good.
I fixed, even though it wasn't February, I fixed.
Whoa.
The sun visor in my car broke for the second time, actually. It broke initially like a few months after I bought the certified used, and I threw a fit because they wanted to charge me $400 to fix that thing when I and I was like, are you kidding me? But this time I didn't even bother taking it anywhere. I just looked it up online, and 1 5-minute YouTube video, $28 to Amazon, and about 30 seconds in my car, and that thing was fixed.
Isn't that amazing?
I was like, boy, make sure you look those things up. I mean, there are some things I just can't do, but that one was really easy. And $400 versus 28, I'll take the 28 every day.
Yeah, that's such a great feeling.
Yes.
It's like you beat the system.
Exactly.
Good job. Good job.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to be able to do the spark plugs on my wife's van.
Ah, you can do it, Scott.
Well, spark plugs are easy. I did them on my car, you know, a year or two ago. All I had to do was buy a $10 attachment for my socket wrench. But the spark plugs in the Toyota Sienna that we have, is they're like way down in behind a whole bunch of other stuff. So you have to take the, you know, I don't know if it's the whole engine, but you have to take a whole bunch of stuff out of there first before you can even get to the spark plugs. So
I get it. Here's what you need, Scott. You need a son who loves working on cars.
Well, Will's great with Lego sets, so I figure maybe he can
do
it.
He might be the guy you need.
I'm putting it off for now. It was just a recommendation. It's not like anything's broken on the van, so.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think they just wanted money out of me.
That's what I always think. I mean, really, they take all the character out. I mean, there would be no Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in today's world.
I'm not sure that's a bad thing, but okay.
No, I mean, it's just like, you know, the dad hears this. And he goes, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang. See, they wouldn't have had that song. It would have been like this. You know, and I'm like, there you go. There you go.
Silent electric hum and some college students protesting something in the background. That's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang today.
Exactly. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
Azer them all.
Sorry.
I know.
That was an awkward
That's
joke.
Okay. That's okay. The awkward is our middle name. Oh, you know, I just had one of those, someone who wrote on Facebook, and they didn't like something I posted on our homeschool channel. Like, and it was somebody I knew, you know, who's an organizer and state leader. And they didn't put it for everybody, but they put it for me, you know? And they said, I know you were just joking. And I'm like, I wasn't joking.
What did you do?
I'm dead serious about it. It was just a simple thing.
Tell everybody now. I'll just say we can all be mad at you.
No, because I don't want to draw attention to it. But it was just like one of those things that, I don't know, you know, you just hate that. Not the confrontation, but that's why people don't do anything. That's people who are afraid to do anything because they know somebody's going to be critical, you know, and it's not always easy being the mouth up front, because as soon as it comes, and that's why my wife hates that kind of stuff. She's like, I told you you should never post, you know, she didn't say that, but that's how I know she feels that, like. Because it feels embarrassing to her, or feels whatever, attacking to her. just goes with the territory of being a dad.
Yeah, I have no good advice for that. You know, you remember how it went when I posted something on your Facebook account years ago.
Exactly.
And like the first, when we first started doing this, and I posted something and my wife was like, oh my gosh, take that down. That's horrible. You're going to get in trouble. So I took it down thinking, well, whatever. And then you were like, why'd you take that down? Put it back up. It was great.
It was the one that can Democrats go to heaven, I think.
No, it was a,
I can't remember what it was.
It was a spanking. No, it was the dad who made his daughter hold a sign up by the road saying she disobeyed him or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was like humiliating or whatever. Anyway.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know.
Good old days.
The good old days. That's what someone asked me about. You know, how come you never say anything about spanking? And the reason I haven't is because, you know, when kids were all like below 18 and I was always afraid somebody would show up. But I got 2 more years, baby. And then we're going to talk about spanking on here on this show. That doesn't matter. Statute of limitations. Something like that. Did you know O.J. Simpson died?
I did.
I didn't know that. I don't know if I was busy or I was gone. That was a shocker. Talk about a tragic, tragic, tragic story.
Yeah.
Bad.
If you want some fun, look up the Norm MacDonald O.J. jokes. The rumor is that he got kicked off SNL, Saturday Night Live, for all his O.J. jokes. Because he would do the weekend update on there and just be like, and OJ kills people. Like every week he would say something about that. So
this may be that exact example that you just used, Scott, of people writing in and saying.
Oh, I don't think there's
anybody. I can't believe he said that.
I don't think there's anybody who's still in OJ's corner.
I know, but it is sad.
Yep. He chose. His time to choose is over. If he didn't make the right decision, there's nothing I can do about it.
I know.
Feel bad for the people that were left behind in his wake.
You're right.
Anyway, moving right along.
How are things going in the dad department, by the way, Scott? Let's turn it on you for a while. And
I'm doing all right. I find that I have a strong lack of... I'm lacking something in the dad department with dating for my kids. Like, I don't know what to tell them about dating. Like, my one son sent me a text yesterday. First of all, this was weird. I had to figure out what he was talking about because he sent me a text from college yesterday saying, the deed is done. And I was like, what deed? You passed a test? You kissed her? What'd you know happen? And then he wrote back, I cut her loose. And I was like, oh, well, I guess that's sad, but probably for the best. He had been supposedly dating a girl for a little while now, but like dating was, they had met at Chick-fil-A a couple times and had a few conversations. And I think she was more invested in it than he was, but like they did, that was the extent of it. They didn't do anything else or whatever. And I find myself woefully inadequate to counsel him on much of this stuff because I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like dating sounded when I was a teenager or college student, but I'm glad. It just feels different to me. So I don't know what to tell him. Yeah. Like, well, good job. Yeah. I hope you figure it out.
I know it. Really, it is about figuring it out too, because I think we do get, you know, we get anxious for our kids. We don't want them to look like imbeciles, you know, or insensitive jerks, you know, or whatever, or too sensitive, you know, and I don't know. I was just even reading yesterday because I don't know what it is, but, you know, they're just, you want God to bring along the perfect person for your kids, you know, and I've seen him do it already 4 times in my family and for my kids. But I was just reading about in Genesis, like chapter 24, where Isaac, you know, they're looking for a place, a bride for Isaac. And, you know, Abraham tells the servant to go and to his old hometown and look for somebody. And he goes to the well and he says, God, would you just bring the one, you know, the one who asked me, can I water your camels? That'll be the one, you know. And I guess it was just encouraging to me again that, you know, it all changes in one day. And when the right one comes around, it's clear. And I'm just praying, you know, again, that I'll be patient because I think I sometimes get impatient. And, you know, I kind of want to control it sometimes. I know the one time I tried to control it, it didn't go like I thought it would. And I decided then I wouldn't do that anymore because it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, I try to stay out of it as best I can.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same way with all, you know, parenting of older children. You know, I know that we've talked, Scott, sometimes we get worried like, oh, you know, how are they doing in husband and wife stuff? How are they doing as parents? They seem a little more lax than we would be, or a little more strict than we would be, you know? And we were just talking, I don't know how long ago, but it was just, you know, what's comforting to me is I know they're going to get it. You know, I know that they're going to figure it out, and it's not always going to be very fun. And sometimes their wife is going to, you know, tell them to sleep on the couch. And just like my wife might do that to me, and they're going to be okay. And it's, you know, if that weren't the best, God would have a different way to do it, I guess. But I'm okay with that.
I think I might be a little bit too much like a disgraced former comedian who once said about his adult children, I just sort of take a little too much pleasure in watching them struggle. Like, having a little trouble there, son? Anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm just glad it's not my problem nowadays. I'm like, well, kid threw up and kept you up all night, huh? Oh, rough.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You kept us up for years.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, not to want to, because we all know people who did that, you know, like, well, I had six kids. I had three kids, you know, yes, when we were parents, and I don't want to be that parent, you know, who reminds them how hard it was for me and how they should suck it up, because it is hard. It is exhausting. Sometimes I look at my kids and I see them, you know, with their kids and they just look tired.
Yeah, no kidding.
Of course, sometimes I look at me and I look tired still.
That's because we're old. We're allowed to look tired now. We're allowed to look tired back then, too. But
I know. I know.
It's just rough, man.
It is. It is. Well, we're good. This feels kind of like a downer show, Scott.
Okay. Well.
So can you inject some positivity into this?
I'm not really the positive side of this duo here. I'm usually the downer.
We're going down, folks. We're going down. The ship is going down. Hey, I would say, because I was just packing some up as I'm getting ready to go to Washington, as they sometimes say. I just ordered a bunch of new Unidad wooden nickels that say Unidad on one side, on the other, they say an hour of dad time. Hey, if you're looking for something fun to do for your church on Father's Day, every year, a bunch of guys, and by a bunch, I mean like half a dozen, will order 100 of those puppies, and they hand them out to the dads, which is a lot better than a flower in a cup like they do on Mother's Day, or, you know, a single carnation, because it has purpose. And it always just encouraged me, because I think, man, you know, that's 1,000 hours of dad time that have been redeemed because these little coins were handed out at your church. And that's a pretty cool thing. That's a pretty cool thing. And really, it's kind of a precursor to sharing the gospel, turning the hearts of fathers to their children and children to their fathers. So if you want a good deal, you can go to our website, familymanweb.com, and go to our store page, and you'll see all the items across the top. There's one that says Other. It's under garage sale items, which we do have some garage sale items there you can get. That old toaster we have. No. And you can get a wooden nickels of dad time. Click on that. And it'll say below that coin bulk or non-bulk. You can get 100 sets of 5 or 200 sets of 5, and it will give you a deal. You get 25% off if you get over 100. You get 40% off if you get above 200, which is a pretty good deal. So pretty powerful little tools that you can put in the hands of your dads. Also, I was thinking, now I don't have the shirts out yet, but if you're interested, I would do a super great deal on these t-shirts that we're doing for dads. If you want to hand those out at your Father's Day, in fact, I would just have them made and shipped directly to you for a super, super good deal. If that's something that interests you, you know, you would just tell me your sizes and we could see if we could work out a great deal for you to hand out. Again, because they're powerful. They're powerful tools to put on the backs and in the hands of your dads. So email me at familyman@familymanweb.com, or you can text me at 574-253-1663. And remember to give me your name. Okay. Well, Scott, hey, we're about out of time. I don't think we covered very much, but let me just say, you know, this is big trash weekend for me, and I'm going to miss it. This is like the biggest weekend. We have two weekends in the year, one in the fall, one in the spring, a big trash weekend. I always try to get all my trash lined up. I'm not going to be here. I'm also going to miss my son Ike's birthday. And Ike is always, because his is always during our speaking season. And so we used to have it on the road, and I have missed many of his birthdays, and but I'll try to make it up to him. And he said yesterday, he goes, "Dad, when was the last time you, oh, it was my birth, right?" And I'm like, ow, that hurts. but we're good. But if you got a birthday coming up, or you just got something to celebrate, make sure to do it up right, you know, or take advantage of these spring days and work together as a family, cleaning up the sticks in your yard, or getting it ready to mow, or maybe mow it together, or, you know, clean out the flower beds or whatever. And it would be easier to do it yourself, but do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. Stand up. You may think it's hard to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. A family man. A family man. A family man.
Somebody else died. I can't remember who it was.
Somebody else did?
There's always somebody dying. Who was it?
There is always someone dying. You're right.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I didn't hear about it. Whatever.